I mean, please sit down. Today we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the heavenly wedding of our beloved lady, Violette Sophia Gayed, into heavens. And actually, I was not blessed through being in Egypt at that time to share in this wedding. And when we say wedding, we mean it. Because actually, our temporary wedding is between man and woman here to form a family for the mankind to distribute all over the world and to extend until the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the heavenly wedding is between every ready, and righteous soul to the bridegroom who gave not only a ring of wedding to wed her, but also who gave his pure blood, his salvation, being crucified on the cross to save this soul. And the souls who accept the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ are very ready and happy on the last day when he comes back, or on the day when he calls, I mean the Lord calls the soul for him after finishing its course, its strive, its struggling on this world, keeping the wedding robe, the wedding clothes, the wedding cloth, and the wedding garment, and the wedding body, the pure body that was baptized with Christ, died with Christ, keeping the new nature on earth all over our life, from being born again in the baptism and calling to depart this world and to leave the body to be in the paradise of joy. 40 days ago, we have a blessed lady who was ready for this moment. When the Lord called her, she said, "I'm ready." And also, I witnessed before this altar that she was ready. So I can't say like the other people in the whole world, heart sympathy, my heart with you. But I can say congratulations for this soul that she reached the paradise of joy. And she is now delighted. And she is now sharing with the people or the souls in the paradise of joy the hymn of victory, the hymn of Moses, the servant of God, and the hymn of the Lamb. This is my faith, because I know, or I can say truly, that I was one of the closest people to this lady during the 20 years which I am here in Ottawa, if not the closest. I know very well how pure this lady was. I know very well how spiritual this lady was. And I know for sure that this lady lived for God and left for God. I know very well this lady You know, in the past, come on, the old people know that. In the past, they used to live together in one flat or in one house. The parents with the children, even most of the children, even after they marry, they stay in the house, bit kibir, fil izba, bit kibir fil house, kibir kat. Haga wonderful for Viola that she still lived in this house. Although she left Sudan with their children in one house, but she still lived in the same house. Although some of her children were in Australia, some in London, some in Canada, some in America, but she's still living in her mind in one house every day, every single day. She used to call and to know how it was going with every one of them, her children, her grandchildren. So she lived in the same meaning, concept, that she's still living in one house with her children and grandchildren. That's why not only she was calling to know their new news or their needs, but also to share with them their spiritual life, their spiritual needs, even their needs here also. She used to call me from time to time, saying, Abuna, Ibn Ramses in Australia has an exam. And I told him that I will call Abuna Shnuda to pray for you. And I called Amba Elia. No, before Amba Elia, can mean Amba Daniel in Khartoum also to pray for him. She used to call here and there. Why? Because her grandson in Australia had an exam. So he needs, I say that because she used to do that out of faith, not out of duty, out of faith that the prayers have effect, the prayers will have a result. That's why she used to call from time. Abuna in London, Mary in London, Halim in London, Aziz in America. Please, Abuna, this is number one. Number two, although she was old woman, she was sick woman, she did not hesitate to help any of her children, whatever it was. She used to call me, Abuna, I am leaving for America. Yes, why? The daughter of Aziz, they need me to be in the house because she has to come back to work. I have to go. And you're an old woman. They can find out any babysitter on. No, Abuna, no, I can't leave them like that. I will stay with them. And she used to go for months and then back for the children of Hoda and Hod. So this woman lived not for herself. She lived for her family. She lived for the other. She gave to the others much more. She searched for herself. She was a great woman. Another thing, not everyone of you knows, she was one of my very good helper in the visitation. You can't imagine. She used to call not only her family, but also she used to call the people here in Ottawa. Almost every day, or let us say two or three calls a week, having the news, and she calls me, oh, Abuna, Miret needs a kaza. Who is Miret? Miret, wife of Samuel. She, what a helper. She was a helper in the visitation, although she was not visiting the others by person, but she was visiting by phone, sometimes much more than myself. Sometimes she used to let me feel that I am guilty, I am lazy. She was not lazy. She was active. In spite of her age, because she did not have any other interests to do in her day. So she wanted to get benefit of every single moment of her day, visiting, praying, looking for the families, looking for the others. That's why I am sure that she is praying for every one of us. Because if she used to pray and to help while she was in body here on earth, now she is free. She left the body to be buried, but her soul now is sharing with the angels, the martyrs, the saints, in the paradise of joy. Blessed, blessed is this woman. She is very blessed, and she is very honored now. I'm not preaching. I'm saying what I feel from my heart towards this very great lady. One day she told me, Abuna, when I married, Wadia told me, no school anymore. I was in the second year in the medical school, but he said, no. Be a housewife to take care for his children. And she said, but the Lord gave me all my children doctors, because I left. I did not finish my education, but he gave me my children, men and women, all of them doctors. Look, Abuna, he did not leave me alone. He gave me, he rewarded me, because I left for my house, for my children, and for my husband. This great lady, I cannot say anything more than that, because we'll go to the confessions. No. But now I say, as much I was upset that I missed her wedding day, but I am pleased now to be in her 40th memorial departure day into heavens with you, among the family, among the children. But I want to say, this woman is a good example for the people here, for the ladies here, for the mothers, the wives here. Take care of your children as she did care for her children and grandchildren. Not only for education or health or wealth, no, but for the spiritual. Many times, any problem happened in whatever, wherever in her family, she was calling and saying, Abuna, please, bah, 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 please pray. Okay, Viola. And she was also very pure. She was the only one to say, Kubla Sudaniya, Abuna, Kubla Sudaniya, to hug me in purity as a brother to her. This is the pure life. This is the spiritual life. This is the innocent life. And I used to call her the ambassador of us in Sudan, the ambassador of us in America, because wherever she went, she was giving me news, asking me to pray for this matter or this problem or this issue. I don't want to let it be longer than that, but I say, blessed are you, Viola. Be delighted in the paradise of joy, and we hope to follow your steps to have the conclusion of life on earth and to have the beginning of your eternal life in heavens. My heart's sympathy to you, but congratulations to you. You have now a very good ambassador in heaven to pray for you, to take care for you. Day and night, she doesn't have day or night anymore. She is continuous life in the paradise of joy. May the Lord bless you all and give you heavenly rewards for coming to share with this family their blessed Christ's blessed grandmother departure into heavens. Glory be to God forever. Amen. حبت الله الآب ضابط الكل نعمت ابن الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح شركة وموهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم وتدوم فيكم. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.